such nothing. Later, in the city, the appellate court said that case could not have been tried anywhere in the United States at the time, and that it should have been postponed, I think that it says, a year or 2 years, so that there's, this man is not, as the motion said, at liberty. He's in jail. He is not a danger to the community, and except for the inconvenience to your very capable and efficient and courteous Sheriff's Department, Police Department, and State Highway Police Department, there's no inconvenience. There might be some expense, but justice doesn't have a price tag on it at this time. And I speak for myself, Your Honor, but for my client and for the law, the very law that this gentleman, he has the advantage of knowing my name. I do not know his, but he has the responsibility. He has spoken his piece. It is now going out over the news media. But we are here to administer justice. And I don't know what the procedure is in the state of Tennessee. I have no doubt as to the wisdom and justice of the court and the court's decision in this matter. We've been perfectly willing to let his speech go without response, except the court's invitation to speak. We, as far as working with these gentlemen, nothing would make me happier if we were either in the state of Texas or in the state of Alabama. Nothing about their ability or their personality or anything else that I would find. This young man, as the paper says, 26 years old. The other gentleman is exactly the type of lawyer that I am. He is a frontier lawyer. He is not neither of these men, Your Honor, are licensed in the state of Tennessee. And I have stated in the motion that I prepared for my client to sign, or for what I hope to be my client, at least, the defendant, that he, and certainly I, if and when I'm authorized so to, intend to engage a member of the bar of the state of Tennessee, so that this court will be able to control this case at all stages and any part of it, because while we all appreciate the hospitality of the state of Tennessee in permitting us under foreign licenses to practice here, this court will have better control, and regardless of any, if the prosecution fears for a future continuous, I tell the court very frankly, if at the time this case is set for trial at a future date, and if we're not ready, I intend it will so tell the court. But I'll do my best, consistent with my responsibilities to this court and my oath and to this defendant, to be ready. I only submitted as a matter of abstract justice, Jim Battle, and asked the court to grant both the request of the distinguished lawyers from Alabama and of the defendant for a postponement that he may have an attorney of his choice.
Yes. Your Honor, may I say in reply to Mr. Dwyer, Mr. Foreman, that I wish to reiterate my request, Your Honor, and desire to withdraw from the keys that the counsel will raise.
Mr.
I still haven't heard a legal reason from Mr. Foreman if the court pleases.
Well, Mr. Dwyer, I think this. I think that a defendant in a criminal case has a right at any time to expose his counsel. He must take the consequences of his right, absolute right, to hire his lawyers if he wants to. There's no question but what this motion times, not only the 11th hour, but so to speak, at the 59th minute, the 59th second before trial. So far as I knew, as late as noon Sunday, this would be, everything was a green light, so to speak, today. Now, it's also true that an immense amount of human energy and time and thought and money going into the preparation and the ready for this case for trial at this time. The equipment has been moved in here from elsewhere into this courtroom, and the environs of guaranteed by the Tennessee Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, by the United States Constitution, Amendments 6 and 14. As late as October 1st, 1968, in this state, in the case of libel against the state in the Court of Criminal Appeals, in a case where the court forced the defendant to go to trial with lawyers discharged, the court had to say, constitutional provision, Article 1, Section 9, Constitution of Tennessee, and by statute, TCA, Sections 40-2001, 2, 3. Every person accused of a crime is entitled to counsel in all matters necessary to the defense, as well as facts as to law, citing Johnson against the State, 213 Tennessee, 55, 372 Southwestern, 2nd, 192. The assistance of counsel implies that the accused shall have an opportunity to select his counsel, and in the event of his failure, counsel must be assigned by the court. The defendant must use due diligence in procuring counsel. The right to select his own counsel cannot be insisted upon in a manner that will obstruct an orderly procedure in courts of justice and deprive such courts of the exercise of their inherent powers to control the CV against the United States. 35 Federal Second, 219. Here, the defendant was forced to go to trial, represented by a counsel whom he had discharged, who was selected by the court over his objection. We think that the court abused its discretion in appointing the discharged counsel over his protest, and he has been fundamentally prejudiced to the defendant. And the case involves a capital case. These have the state having announced that they're already seeking the death penalty. Under the unique facts and circumstances of this case, the court is of the opinion that the motion of the defendant to change counsel should be granted, motion for a continuance granted. All other considerations yielding to the defendant's right to be represented by counsel of his own choosing in a trial for his life. I call your attention, both Mr. Ray and Mr. Foreman, to the words of the opinion just read. Quote, the defendant must use due diligence in procuring counsel. The right to select his own counsel cannot be insisted upon in a manner that will obstruct an orderly procedure in courts of justice and deprive such courts of the exercise of their inherent powers to control the same. The case must be tried on the next day unless legal grounds for a continuance exist. You have been granted extraordinary relief at a great cost. And this court would certainly examine most critically any further attempts to change counsel. Mr. Haynes has seen the status of the case. Mr. Ray's letter to Mr. Haynes and his statements, Ray's statements in open court, the legal services of Mrs. Haynes are being dispensed with by Ray from this time forward. I have decided, however, that Mrs. Haynes should only be discharged conditionally for the responsibilities of the case. That is, one, Mrs. Haynes shall remain counsel of record in the case insofar as they both continue to be bound by the court's orders on publicity. Second, Mrs. Haynes shall cooperate with Mr. Foreman in making available to him everything disclosed by their investigation of the case and fully acquainting him of their actions in readying the case for trial. I understand that there's a difference with you all about some money matters, but that's a civil matter between you and Mr. Ray. Three, Mr. Haynes is one of the defendants tried by the court for contempt and is now under a finding of guilty of contempt by the court with a sentence withheld. Of the course, Miki Curiae Committee, Mr. Haynes may be the defendant in further contempt citations. Mr. Haynes is a citizen of the state of Alabama. Contempt is not an extraditable offense. Let Mr. Haynes Sr. make an appearance bond in the amount of $1,000 before he leaves his jurisdiction. I suggest that an order be entered containing these matters decided upon by the court, and I think to simplify the drawing of the order, I think these records should be written up. This is my remark.
brought you in, they should be attached to the order. Mr. Foreman, if possible, I would like today, I understand to some extent it's my integrity taking the Pope. I think that we should recess here. I think you should explore with General Zally and his associates and see if we can't come to some reasonable date if we can set this trial.
I file less motions for continuance than any lawyer at the Texas Bar, Your Honor. And when I'm given the opportunity that Your Honor is now giving me, that's the reason I never file a motion. If I'm given a long enough time and if this investigation, I appreciate the court making available. I feel sure Mr. Haynes would have done it on further consideration anyhow, and I know he will do it fully and completely and graciously. It will facilitate my work.
An inquiry, then as I understand it, court's order, the court is discharging the two Haynes, the sheriff, my wife, according to y'all. Then do I fully understand that as of now, Mr. Foreman is the attorney of record in this case?
I have filed here an application to be permitted, and I'll give you a copy of it, sir, and ask the court to consider it.
The name's Dwyer.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Attorney General Dwyer. Yes. I always feel handicapped.
Please, the court, I would like...